is working the controls because all the nurses love to turn knobs. They think it is a way they can create. Wonder what everyone else is whispering about.
Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night, and time for Zapped. I'm your host, Andy. This is an hour of Frank Zappa and related artists coming at you from Shasta County, California, here on KKRN 88.5 FM, Bella Vista. We are your listener-supported community radio station. So in 1985, Frank testified before Congress along with John Denver and Dee Snider with regards to the Parents Music Resource Center. It's an American committee started by Tipper Gore and some others, Susan Baker, wife of James Baker. Some of that dialogue is used in this next song. Enjoy.
The reason for this hearing is not to promote any legislation. Indeed, I don't know of any suggestion that any legislation be passed, but to simply provide a forum for airing the issue itself, for ventilating the issue, for bringing it out in the public domain. Senator Hollings?
I've had the opportunity to attend a showing, you might say, a presentation of this porn rock, as they call it, in the test of pornography. One of the things to look at is that it does not have any redeeming social value. They could be an exception here because, having attended that presentation, the redeeming social value, I find that it's inaudible. I have a hard time understanding it. And Paul, since I traveled the country for 3 years and they said they couldn't understand me, maybe I could make a good rock star. I don't know. But in all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. So I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressures, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provisions, a tax, or approach that can be used on the Congress to limit this outrageous filth.
Senator Tribble.
Rape, incest, it's outrageous filth. Now, the effects of such filth, like sand, paper, and chalk, may not be adequate.
Must be the end of the world. All the people turning into pigs and ponies. I can't let it happen to me.
What is the reason for these hearings from the Congress?
Well,
sex. Thank you. I think that statement sex tells the story of this committee.
For these hearings in front of the Congress.
Well,
sex. bondage.
Listen, you little slut.
Sex.
You want
lots of it.
Mixture.
Be interested to see what toys your kids ever had.
Why would you be interested?
Just as a point of interest in this.
Well, come on over to the house. I'll show them to you. Really?
I might do that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zappa. You understand that the previous witnesses were not asking for legislation, and I don't know, I can't speak for Senator Hollins, but I think that the prevailing view here is that nobody's asking for legislation. The question is just focusing on what a lot of people perceive to be a problem, and you've indicated that you at least understand that there is another point of view.
I found your statement very interesting, and let me say, although I disagree with some of the statements that you make and have made on other occasions, I have been a fan of your music, believe it or not, and I respect you as a true original and a tremendously talented musician.
But wait a minute.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Climb it, daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Climb it, daddy.
Maybe I could make a good rock star, I don't know.
Climb it, daddy.
They don't even understand their own music. Of course, nobody does, but...
They don't even know what they're doing.
No.
I've seen them a couple times.
Did you see their uniforms?
Unbelievable.
Which ones? The red ones?
All those rhinestones over their wings and things like that.
Do you know what
the gold lame hoof covers? Unbelievable.
It's outrageous, Phil. It's outrageous, Phil.
Come with daddy. Come with daddy,
Phil.
Come with daddy.
It's outrageous.
And I think your suggestion is a good one, to deplete those words. That would go a long way to satisfying everyone's objections. I think.
All we have to do is find out how it's going to be paid for.
Pyromania. No question. Burn the building.
Censorship.
I can find some way constitutionally to do away with it. I would.
It's restrictions of free speech. Willy nilly over the air.
This issue is too hot not to cool down.
Well, I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressure, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provision to tackle or approach that can be used on the Congress to limit this outrageous bill.
Yeah!
We'll get back to the WIMP and his low-budget conception of personal freedom in just a moment. But first, welcome to What the Fuff Gwine On Here, a celebration of the American way of life. I see some of y'all be frowning, because maybe you think what I's telling you is a lie. Am I right? Let's just have a test. How many of you nice folk think I knows what I's talking about? Raise your hand up. Uh-huh. And how many think my potato been baking too long? Raise your miserable hand up. Uh-huh. now, how many of you folks is convinced the government be totally unconcerned with the proliferation of undesirable tenants in the condominium or life? And how many folks believe they number won't come up next time the breeze blow from the easterly direction? Let's face it, people, ugly as I might be, I am your future. Ain't that right, Sister Abdullah? That's right.
Senator Gordon.
Mr. Zappa, I am astounded at the courtesy and soft-voiced nature of the comments of my friend, the senator from Tennessee. I can only say that I found your statement to be boorish, incredibly and insensitively insulting to the people who were here previously. That you could manage to give the First Amendment, the Constitution of the United States, a bad name if I felt that you had the slightest understanding of it, which I do not. You don't have the slightest understanding of the difference between government action and private action. And you have certainly destroyed any case you might otherwise have had with this senator. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is this private action?
I don't think this is our institution.
A voluntary labeling is not.
Bend up and smell my anal vapor.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. So those were two songs off the Frank Zappa Meets the Mothers of Prevention, and it was Porn Wars and HR 2911. So essentially what that was all about was the wives of senators and other people were up in arms about this pornographic music that was, you know, obviously going to do harm to the children. And they had, you know, examples of like Prince's Darling Nikki, Sheena Easton's Sugar Walls, Judas Priest, Eat Me Alive, Motley Crue, AC/DC, all Twisted Sister, a bunch of different artists that were all caught up in this. And they were saying, well, we need to label these products as being, you know, potentially hazardous. And well, you heard the excerpts and the testimony, so. If you'd like to learn more, why don't you just look at Wikipedia. You can look at Parents Music Resource Center or PMRC. That'll probably tell you better than I can tell you about it. Frank was never one to shy away from, speaking his mind and speaking up for musicians. So I liked his response. Well, let's get back to the music.
Cheesy. This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular. They're real good for you.
Call any vegetable. Call it. Call it by name. Call any vegetable. Call one today. Call when you get off the train. Call any vegetable. Call any vegetable. And the chances are good. All the vegetable will respond to you.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Pick up your phone.
Call any vegetable.
Think of a vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Lonely at home.
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable. And the chances are good. A vegetable will respond to you.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga.
A prune isn't really a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable.
No one will know if you don't want to let them know. No one will know unless it's you that might tell them so. Call and they'll come to you covered with dew. Vegetables dream of responding to you. Standing there shiny and proud by your side. Holding your hand while the neighbors decide. Why is a vegetable some?
lot of people don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. They think, what can I say? What can a person like myself say to a vegetable? But the answer is simple, my friends. Just call and tell them how you feel about muffins, pumpkins, wax paper, Caledonia mahogany's elbows, and green things in general. And soon a new rapport, you and your new little green and yellow buddies, grooving together, oh no, maintaining your coolness together, worshiping together in the church of your choice, only in America. Call any vegetable, and the chances are good that the vegetable will respond to you. Oh no, can you see them responding? The pumpkin is breathing hard. What a pumpkin.
Hey, it's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN, Community Radio, 88.5 FM. So that was Colony Vegetable, the invocation and ritual dance of the young pumpkin, and finished up with Soft Cell Conclusion. Those three songs were off Absolutely Free, a fantastic album. One of the older albums, I think it was 1967, I'm not going to look. All right, moving right along. We'll move on to some more, some 80s stuff here. This is City of Tiny Lights.
Oh, with a tiny auto horn.
With a woman head, Polynesian wallpaper made the face stand out. A mixture of Oriental and early vaudeville jazz poofed her, forming a hard, beetle-like triangular chin, much like a praying mantis. Smoky razor cut low on the ear, neck profile. The face the color of a nicotine-stained hand. Dark circles collected under the wrinkled, folded eyes, map-like from too much turquoise eye paint. He showed his old tongue through ill-fitting wooden teeth, stained from too much opium, chipped from the years. The feet brown wrinkles above straw loafers, a piece of coconut and a pink seashell caught the tongue and knotted into thin white strings. Charcoal gray Eisenhower jacket zipped into a load of green ascot. A coil of ashes collected on the white on yellow dax. Four slender bones with rings and nails endured the weight of a hard, fast, black rubber cigarette holder. I could just make out Ace as he carried the tray in mouth, you cheap son of a bitch. As a straw fell out of a poke, cartwheeled into the gutter. So this was a drive-in restaurant in Hollywood. So this was a drive-in restaurant in Hollywood. So this was a drive-in restaurant.
It's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped. In that block, we had City of Tiny Lights, followed by Man with the Woman Head, featuring Captain Beefheart, and we finished up with Yohazna. Hey, a reminder that KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and one of the great ways you can help support KKRN is by showing up to our events. We've got an awesome one coming up soon, New Blue in concert. It's at Old City Hall. It's Sunday, August 5th from 3 to 6 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the door. Old City Hall is at 1313 Market Street. This is a national bluegrass group from North Carolina. Now, I've never heard of them myself. I've never heard them, but I've been to Black Mountain Folk Fest in North Carolina, and if they're from there, they're probably the bomb, so I think you should check them out. For more info, check out our Facebook page for KKRN or go to kkrn.org. All right, now a few selections off Uncle Meat. Enjoy.
Hello, teenage America. My name is Susie Cream Cheese. I'm Susie Cream Cheese because I've never worn fake eyelashes in my whole life, and I never made it on the surfing set, and I never made it in the beatnik set, and I couldn't cut the groupie set either. And actually, I really f***ed up in Europe. Now that I've done it all over and nobody else will accept me, I've come home to my mother's. Thank you.
Hey, Andy here again, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM in Bella Vista, with studios in Round Mountain and Redding. Hey, that was Uncle Meat, the main theme, and followed by The Voice of Cheese, and we finished up with Nine Types of Industrial Pollution. So that's pretty much it. That's the show for tonight. I've got one more. I've got Blessed Relief I'm going to play you on the way out. Stay tuned for Soul Deluxe coming up after Zapped. And until next time, hope you have a great weekend and see you here again next week. Good night.